Hi guys, welcome to season two. Oh my gosh. I know I said I was supposed to have guests. I swear to God I am. It's just really hard to find time to interview them with my work schedule and then their schedule. So we're gonna figure it out, I promise. But for right now, this week's episode is gonna be ranking the first lines of my novels. I've been waiting to do this because I kept seeing it on YouTube and I was like, I have so many stories that I could totally rank the first lines to, so that's what we're gonna do today. I'm excited. Also, if the lighting is kind of trash or the video quality is kind of trash, I have to record on my computer today in order to do like the tier list, so bear with me. I'm trying my best, I'm trying to do what I can do. But before we get into the episode, guess what? I am now on Amazon Music and Audible, so you can totally go listen to me over there, along with Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. So let your friends know, please. I'm trying to get this out there. Also, I appreciate all the love on the last episode. I know some people were listening to it and enjoying themselves, so yay. I'm glad y'all are sticking around, and I hope to get some more new people here, you know. They got to join the Writer Chick family. The reason why I wanted to do this episode was to kind of commemorate the fact that I finished my fifth book yesterday. If you didn't see on Instagram, which I've told y'all to follow me so many times, but y'all just won't do it, and that's rude, but it's fine. You can follow me at K the Writer. That's K-A-E the Writer for any updates. But anyways, I did finish my first the first draft of my fifth book yesterday, so I figured this is a great time to look back at how far I've grown as a writer. So this is why we're here today, along with the fact I kept seeing it on YouTube. So yay. Let's see what else is there. I don't. What other stuff is there to talk about? I'm not really sure. We're just gonna get into the episode. I'm not gonna waste your time, cause you're not here for that. And just a fair warning, this is gonna be a long one because I have over 46 stories that I'm gonna go through. It's a mixture of short stories and novels, unfinished projects. You name it. So, I'll give you like a little bit of a gist of what it's about if I can remember. Maybe when I wrote it, and then we'll kind of critique and go from there. I'm gonna explain the tier list to you. So, we have Sensational, which is just wow, top tier, wouldn't change a thing, right? This is actually good. What the fuck? I mean, it's decent, it's great, but you know, it could always still work, but it's still good, you know? So Mid is it's not good, but it's not bad. It's like right in the middle. Nothing Special is. Just that. It's nothing special. And then Burn It With Fire is just, you should just never write again. That is going to be the tier list. This is how I'm going to rank these. And we're going to move on to the very first story I ever wrote. It wasn't like the very, very, very first, but it was one of the older stories I had. It's called Striving for Attention, and it was about this girl, I think, who was getting abused. I don't know. I wrote a lot of weird shit when I was that age. I still write a lot of weird shit now, but this is basically what it was about, and I think she was trying to, like, run away and pursue her dream of art or something. I don't remember. But anyways, that's the whole gist of the story. And let's get to the first sentence. So the first sentence reads, "My hazel eyes scan the bright classroom as I lean part of my body against the old wooden desk." And for the people who are watching me on camera, I'm gonna put it up here or something, so y'all can read it with me. But that's the whole first sentence of it. And it's not bad, but it's not great because it's a lot of description going on at once, and I'm like, we as a reader, we don't need all that. That wouldn't want to make me keep reading. But is it Burn It With Fire worthy? No, because it could be better. It has the potential to be better, so I'm gonna go ahead and put it in and Nothing Special because it's not doing much for me, but it's not bad, you know. But it's not sensational either. Like it's not the best thing I've ever written. So second story, Virus. This story, I don't know, it was like, ooh, because I wrote this on an old site. This was like maybe 2014, 2015. I don't really remember, but it was an older story. And this one was about a zombie apocalypse, period. That's all you really need to know. Zombie apocalypse. Virus came through. They're trying to survive. The old, like, dystopian, like, phase that everybody went through in high school. I was trying to go through that too. I never finished it. It got to maybe three chapters, if that. So, nothing crazy. I don't know if I ever plan on writing this again, but that's the gist of the story. So, the first line reads, "I used to love to dance." Okay. How do I feel about that? It's not burn with fire worthy. It's not. I don't know. It's either between nothing special or so mid. That, like, it's between those. I don't really know. Where do I want to rank this? Because it's not bad. It's not bad, but it's not great. So, I think I'm going to put it in so mid. Like, it's, it could be, I don't know, for the context of the story, I don't know, but, like, as a line itself, it could actually work, but I don't know if it worked for this story in particular. So I'm not gonna say it's shitty, but like it could be better. So I'm just put it in so mid. I think that might be better. Okay, so the third one, I have to find it. Hold on, cause it's in here. This shit is so tiny. I have to literally like squint. Ah, yeah, I found it. Okay, so anyways, Ebony. This is the third story we're on right now. In case you ain't keeping up, but Ebony. If you haven't already known this, Ebony was the very, very, and I mean very first, like, draft of Set Me Free. So, Set Me Free used to be Ebony. I had changed the story so many times. But the gist of the story originally was that it was about these kids trying to create their own community because they were getting abused at home or whatever. And trying to, like, gain control of their lives and have their own little, like, fuck adults type, you know, era. I guess that's the best way I could explain it. It went through so many renditions to where it is now. So it's two completely different stories at this point. But Ebony, I started writing when I was like maybe 14. This was the very first book I had ever tried to write. It's super bad because I went through every single draft. I have like over, what, 10 of them. They're all collectively bad in their own way. But yeah. So I'm going to just get to it. I'm going to get to the first line, I guess. I'm not even going to waste any more time. So it reads, "The glass shattered over my head, causing me to cry out as I slammed to the floor in a crumpled heap." This is basic. I read this to my boyfriend the other day. We were laughing hysterically. I was reading the whole like first chapter. Oh my God, it's so bad. But the line itself, "The glass shattered over my head, causing me to cry as I slammed to the floor in a crumpled heap." I don't know how I feel about it. Because it's not... There's a lot of things that I would cut out. Like, if I were to rewrite this again, there are things I would cut out. Because I don't think we need that much description. Because you could... Because really, you could cut out part of most of this shit. You could probably say, "The glass shattered over my head and I fell to the floor." And then continue from there. Like, you don't really need that. And then as a first line itself, it could work. I mean, it's intriguing enough to where you're like, what the fuck? What's going on? Who's whooping her ass, you know? It's not burn it with fire, but it's not so mid either. So it's just nothing special. I'm just gonna put it in nothing special. Like, it could use work, but it's not horrible. So it's not burn it with fire worthy. I'll tell you that. Okay. So I don't know what number we're on anymore, but War of Ages. This was my first attempt at a fantasy series. It was a traditional fantasy series, so I'm not really going to go into depth about the story because it's nothing special. If you've read any fantasy book, it pretty much was following the exact same formula. Not going to lie. Oh, this first line is actually from the prologue, which, by the way, this was a shitty prologue, so I'm just... It was a shitty prologue. I'm not gonna front. It was really bad. Hold on, I'm trying to find it in here real quick. Because I just dumped it in here and prayed I could find it as I was doing this episode. But you see how this isn't working for me right now. So, it starts with... Yeah, I found it. Okay. So. Oh, God. I want to write another fantasy series, by the way. Just letting you know. This might be my next, like, book idea that I have going for me. But this was not the best attempt at it. So I apologize to any fantasy writers that are watching me right now and you're like, what the fuck is this? Trust me, I'm thinking the same thing. First line reads, "Imagination is one of the most powerful things in this world alone." And as a line itself, it's not horrid, but for the context of the story, there was really no reason to have it. So if I were to rewrite it, I would have probably cut it out. I'm not going to lie. And it's kind of just okay. It's not intriguing. It's not, it's not giving anything really. I mean, okay, cool, that's a statement, but as a reader, why should I keep going? You know what I mean? Okay, you told me something I already know. Boom. There's nothing really there for me. So, and for that context, and because I really just don't like it, I'm gonna just burn it with fire. That's just where it's gonna go now. It's just going to burn it with fire. So, yeah. I'm not gonna really miss that line, I'll be honest. Definitely not one of my best. But then again, I did start this book when I was first writing, so I'm gonna cut myself some slack, I guess. Just a little bit. So, with Misfits Like Us, this was technically still in the Ebony universe, but I was trying to do more of like a contemporary kumbaya type of vibe. You get what I mean? They all had their own little community. They all were living in the same house and trying to like get to know each other and like help them deal with their own trauma or whatever. I think that was the gist of it. And then I think they ended up fighting at some point in New York. I don't know. I'm not really sure. It's been a couple years, but once again, this chapter does start out with abuse as per usual, so yeah, maybe it's better than the last one. I'm not really sure. I'm reading it right now. I don't really feel any types of like, wow, whoa, I'm talented. I just feel like, why did you write this? You should have burned this a long time ago, but it's fine. This should never see the light of day. That's exactly what I'm thinking as I'm trying to find this. Where is it? Oh my god. You know what? I really gotta do better. So it reads, I pressed my body tighter into the corner as he staggered towards me, half-empty bottle of liquor in his hand. Now, the first part of this sentence started out strong. The last part is where I'm having a problem. That's where I'm like, girl, what? What was this? Do better, right? Not it, chief. Not it. Not it. So, is it burning with fire worthy? Not necessarily, because like I said, the first part of it was relatively strong. You could tell I learned a little bit, but the last part is where it threw me off. And I was like, no, I'm going to put it in nothing special. It ain't even mid at that point. It's not even mid. It's just, why? You know, but it's not, fuck this is bad. This next story is called Abigail. I do not remember what it was about. Don't ask me. But it was a short story I had written way back in the day. Like way back in the day, right? Like way back in the day. So what was it about? Like, I seriously don't remember what it was about. I think it was about some crazy chick or something. No, was it about some crazy bitch? It might have been about a crazy bitch who got cheated on or something. Pretty sure, because I wrote a lot about that type of stuff back then. But don't quote me. So the first line reads, Abigail. No, seriously, that's literally how it starts. With her name, with the title. That's it. Like, nobody gives a fuck. Like, seriously, I read that. When I was looking through it, I was like, nobody cares. What the fuck is it? So I'm putting this straight in Burn It With Fire. There's zero of anything I could give critique on, because it's just the name and the title. My silence speaks volumes. Moving on. Four Pink Walls. So I've talked about this story before on my blog, on this podcast, on my Instagram. I've talked about it a few times. This is supposed to be a coming of age story that I had started on and off throughout the years, and I'd actually gotten pretty far this time around. It's like 80,000 words long, but I ended up taking a break because then I got caught up with another story. And you know that story is the one that I just finished. So that's what happened. I don't know if I'm going to go back to it anytime soon. I might, but it's getting to that point where it's just too, like, there's too many things going on and I have to probably consolidate a lot of it in order for it to make sense. So whatever. I'll get to it one day, but the first line of this is just change. That's it. Now, for the context of the story and where I was going, if you read the entire paragraph, it's going to make sense. But I think if somebody was just looking at that line alone, it wouldn't really do much. it would probably be like, okay, and then they probably would move on. So if I was to rewrite the story now, I probably would change that. But I don't know how I feel about it. It's not, it's not burning with fire, but it's not special either. So I'm going to probably put it in nothing special because it's really nothing special, but I don't really want to necessarily burn it with fire. I mean, it could be better, like for sure. It could be 10 times better. Oh, this next one is called How It Ends. Now, this story I wrote in my freshman year of college, it started off as like a fledgling little idea because I was having a conversation with my friend about some weird dreams she was having. And then I was going through my shit with Stalker X. So if you haven't seen that episode, I'll link it up here. But this was the story that came out of that time. It was a NaNoWriMo project. I did not win NaNoWriMo. I was like 2,000 words short and I was really pissed, but not the point. Kind of like, really inspired by Beloved by Toni Morrison, and that's kind of the vibe it was, where it was, it had some central kind of theme or whatever, but it wasn't really like a story, I guess. I don't know. It was just a lot of conflict and a lot of trying to come to terms with being stuck in like a really toxic like dynamic with someone and how that looks, you know, looks, because she's stuck in a house really, and she, as she goes through the house, she's looking at different memories and seeing how things went wrong and things went left and whatever. I'm never going to publish it. Let's be honest. I'm never publishing it ever. It was just really for me. But the pros in that is fucking chef's kiss. I don't think I've ever written anything like that again since. But I don't know, it's just interesting kind of story. But I'm not sure if I'll ever really show anyone. It's not really for anyone else to read. So, but anyways, the first line of this is dialogue, ironically. And it's, tell me how it ended. And I actually think this is kind of good. This is me. You might think it's shitty. You might be like, what? But I think, tell me how it ended is intriguing because then you're like, what ended? How did what end? What is, who is speaking? And you're kind of interested to keep going. You know what I mean? So, and it's kind of poetic in a way. So I'm going to probably put it in, this is actually good, what the fuck. It's not sensational, but it's not mid. So I'm going to put it there. I think that's fair. I think that's totally fair. So next one is actually from Set It Off. And if you don't know, Set It Off was supposed to be the sequel to Set Me Free, but I never finished it. And I don't actually plan on ever finishing it. So to the people who read the book originally and were waiting for a sequel, I'm telling you right now, it's not going to come. It's not going to happen. So just let it go. It's going to be a standalone. It is what it is. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry to crush your dreams. But anyway, Set It Off was supposed to be about Chris. So if you don't know, Chris is Laura's brother, right? It was supposed to be from his point of view along with Janice as well. And it was supposed to go through the aftermath of what happened in the last book. So that's basically what it was going to be about. But very first line of the chapter starts off with, Laura always loved Strange Fruit. If you don't know what Strange Fruit is, it's a song. I talk about that song quite a bit in the book. But in terms of it being compelling, it is, it kind of is, because then you're like, why that song in particular? Who is Laura? But then again, if you read the first book, you're going to know that. So, if I were to rewrite it now, I would totally do something different. So I probably would burn it with fire. I'm not going to lie, because I would completely delete that line. I don't like it at all. This is from Set Me Free. Now, this isn't from the very first chapter. It's from the little like prologue thingy that you read. Not that I really call it a prologue, but that is technically the very first line of the book if you ever read it. So it starts off with, we bathe in gold. And that, now the entire little like snippet thing that you read before you get to the first chapter, it has some, there's some, okay, so this is spoilers for anybody who hasn't read it, but it has some level of connection to something later on in the book, because she ends up having a dream with like dancing with her ancestors or some shit. It has some connection, but honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I probably would, if I ever rewrote that book, which I highly doubt, but if I ever rewrote it, I probably wouldn't even keep that. Even though it's really well written and whatever, I probably wouldn't keep it because it doesn't really have a reason to be there. But in terms of the line itself, it's actually good. We bathe in gold. Do I want to put this in, this is actually good, what the fuck, or sensational? Sensational. I'm sorry, I'm gonna change it. I'm gonna put it in sensational. I think it's intriguing. It's short, but it's like, and it's poetic in a way, and I like it. So I'm gonna put it in sensational. You don't have to agree. That's fine. I don't really care. This is my tier list for a reason. Anyways. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to find this next one. Oh, okay. Oh. The name of this one is Tidal Wave, I Can't Breathe. It was a short story, I know for a fact, but I don't really remember why I wrote it. I think I was going through a lot and it was supposed to be like a way to just get that out, because I think I was just feeling really overwhelmed that day. So it's more of like a non-fiction-y piece. That's literally it. I don't know what else to say to that. So it starts off with, my mind is a tidal wave. And that, okay. It's not bad. It's not great. I don't know how I feel. It's either going in Burning with Fire or Nothing Special or Mid. Because Mid is like, I probably would get rid of it. I'm not going to front. I'm going to Burn it with Fire. I'm gonna burn it with fire. Yeah, I'm gonna burn it with fire. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna leave it there. All right, so the next line is actually from the fifth book I'm writing. I'm not giving you the title because that would defeat the whole purpose. So no title for you, but just know it does have one. So the first line starts off with, I think we've all been embarrassed at least once in our life. I think we've all been embarrassed at least once in our life. I'm gonna probably end up changing it. I'm not gonna front. I don't hate it, but I don't really love it either. I don't know. There's something about it that I'm not really fucking with, you know? I don't know. There's something about it I'm not really loving. I think we've all been embarrassed at least once. When you read the whole context of the paragraph, it makes total fucking sense. And it's like, wow. But I'm going to put it in so mid. I mean, it's not horrible. It's not Burning with Fire worthy, but it's not sensational. And I'm like, I feel like for a first line, it's got to be kind of sensational. And so that's not what it's giving to me. So I'm going to put it in so mid. I just think that's fair. I just think it's fair. Whatever. We're gonna leave it. Next one I'm about to fucking tier rank is Love is a Trick Word. This is a short story that I wrote years prior, but then I re-updated it for my school's literary magazine, right? This has a complete story with it, so I'm gonna give y'all the tea. So I wrote this. I was super proud of it. Thought it was the best thing ever. I fucking see the... Because my boyfriend at the time, the stalker guy... He was working on the committee to publish it, right? He was going through the stories and whatnot and helping out with it and, like, formatting it or whatever, right? So I already had a sneak peek into what had made it in there. So tell me why the short story I wrote didn't make it in there. My poem did, though, but my short story didn't. So I'm thinking he fucking deleted it out or tried to get them to not put it in. And I was like, how dare he? Till I actually went to go ask the teacher who ran it, and she was just like, yeah, the principal said we couldn't put it in there because you wrote that she tried to castrate him. And I was like, what? That was one line. If y'all would have told me, I would have just deleted it out. But yeah, come to find out, it really was the principal being a fucking bitch. So if y'all went to Eagle's Landing or whatever and you were looking for that, then blah. But anyways, yeah, trust me. I really wanted it in there. It was really good. And even she told me it was really good. And she asked me if I was going to school for writing. And I said no. So, yeah. But anyways, if you guys went to Eagle's Landing, or if anybody's watching this who went to Eagle's Landing, let me know if you read my poem in there at least. Because my poem is in there. So let me know if you have that copy and if you read the poem and if you liked it. But just so you know, a short story was supposed to be in there, but it didn't make it because, yeah. Anyways, that's not the point here. First line reads, I gazed at our wedding photo, fingers tracing the design around the frame absentmindedly. Oh my Like, I mean, it makes sense for the context of the story, because the story is about her getting cheated on and finding out that she got cheated on, and she's reminiscing about their relationship, blah, 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 blah. Nobody gives a fuck. I would totally update it. It's not shitty, but it's not great. So I'm going to put it in so mid. It's going in mid. It's going in so mid. Like a fair one. Next story. This was supposed to be a book. It never happened. I only wrote like 3 chapters, gave up. But it's called Try Sleeping with a Broken Heart. Brownie points if you know the song that it's from and the artist. But anyways, it literally is 2 words. He's late. That's it. For the context of the story, it makes sense. And I think as a first line, it's okay, because it's kind of like, who's late? Why is he late? You know? Because the story itself is about these two people who basically are just hooking up every week because they're lonely and shit. And then one of them falls in love. The other doesn't fall in love with her. Wants to be in love with her, but he has a whole separate family, and then they never get together. Da-da-da-da. Whatever. I don't know. He's late. That could raise a couple questions, like, is he late because he's dead? Is it just traffic? What is he late for? So it could raise some questions. I'm going to put it in so mid, because it's not bad, but it's not great. So I love how most of these are in so mid, nothing special, or burning with fire. That's really sad. Oh my God. Sheesh. That, or I'm just my own worst critic, but I'm pretty sure these are just bad. So whatever. Oh my God. Okay. Next one. Adventures of Kayla Malala. Hold on. Before you make fun of me. This was supposed to be a children's series that my mom came up with. Did y'all even know this? I don't know if y'all knew this. Okay. So anyways, as a kid, I was dropped on my head multiple times. So not on purpose. My parents didn't abuse me. It just, whatever. I'm also clumsy as fuck. So really it was like partly all of our faults. But anyways, it got to the point where my eye got like lodged at a place. That sounds really disgusting. But basically the muscle of my eye or some shit went left. I don't know. It went loose. So for most of my life, I had like a lazy eye, kind of. I could control it, but it was a lazy eye. So I would look at you directly and then be looking this way. Oh my God, I said something about this. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But anyways, so I used to get made fun of, whatever. But my mom was like, yo, that would be a cool story idea about her having a superpower related to that and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, I guess. And I tried writing it years ago. It didn't really come out that great. I kind of quit. But if I ever tried to go back to it, I probably would. Maybe. We'll see. But anyways, I got it fixed clearly. But that's the gist of the story. That's the reason why it's named the way it is. Whatever. I might consider going back. I don't know. But anyways, it starts off like this. Hi, you don't know who I am. I don't know who you are, but maybe we can get to know one another. First off, I forgot what it's like to use commas. It really is just a run-on sentence with no commas or anything. I would get rid of the hi, because that's just ew. Hold on, I'm trying to find it in here. Again, you see how this is causing me problems? This is making me upset. Why did I do this to myself? Oh my God. Oh, it's right here. Okay, I'm just blind. I would get rid of the high, I guess. Get rid of the whole thing. I don't know. Is it burning with fire worthy? I don't know who I am. I don't know who you are. But it's burning with fire worthy. Fuck it. I read it again. I was like, ew. I cringed inside. That's all I need. That's the only evidence I need to burning with fire. So, goodbye. Moving on. Divided. This was a superhero short story I had written years ago. I don't remember what for. I think it was for English class. I'm not really sure at this point. Whatever. But literally the first line just starts with death. That's it. Just death. And I'm like, wow. Just death? Just death. Death. Like, okay. Okay, nigga, and? It's going in nothing special. I mean, I would burn it with fire, but like, it's one word. Like, okay. I mean, it's just nothing special. Like, it's not bad, but it's just nothing special. So, next story, called Lucid Dreams. I do not remember what the fuck I wrote this for. I think it was a 100-word short story or something for a class. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But that's literally it. I don't really remember the context of it. So, it starts off with, I've dreamt of this moment 1,000 times. And that actually... I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Like, and I mean that on God. Like, I really don't hate it. I've dreamt of this moment 1,000 times. What's the moment? That's the question. What's the moment? You know, now you're questioning. You're like, what moment have you dreamt of? Is this like, are you saying this because you've actually been dreaming of a moment? Are you saying this because maybe you're like, wow, I finally get to kiss the girl in my dreams or some stupid shit? I mean, it could be anything. So I'm going to actually put this in. This is actually kind of good. It still could maybe be tweaked, but it's actually not bad. So I'm going to put it in. This is actually good. That's fine. I feel like that's okay. All right. Next one. Believed I don't know why. This was another short story about some girl getting abused in a relationship. That's literally it. And it goes through that, like, the time skip of them, like, breaking up, getting back together, breaking up, getting back together, da-da-da-da. And her finally leaving him at some point. But anyways, first line starts, I remember when we first met. Okay. Okay. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, I remember when we first met. Good for you. I mean, nobody gives a fuck. You get what I mean? So it's not burn it with fire worthy. I'm going to put it in mid. It's so mid. Because it's not burning with fire worthy, but it's not something special because it could be tweaked to make it special. So I'm going to... And I think for the context of this, the actual, like, passage, it makes sense. So I'm going to put it in so mid. It's not anything I would, like, jump for joy over, but whatever. So next one. I've got to find it again. There it is. This is called In This Moment. It was a short story for my creative writing class in, like, sophomore year, I do believe. And we had to basically write about our life, I guess, but in a different perspective, right? So what I did is that I wrote it from the perspective of my childhood teddy bear, Baby. That's really her name, I promise you. And it was from her perspective watching me grow up over the years, right? It was a very sad story. It's so cute. I got an A on it, by the way. It was a really sad story, but I think if I went back, I would completely, like, redo it and fix it up. But in terms of the actual, like, idea itself, it's really good. So, but anyways, first line starts. Loud laughter reached my synthetic ears as Caleb burst in with a wide smile, front teeth missing. That's kind of cute. You're like, synthetic ears? What's synthetic? What do you mean? So, is it so mid? It's not, it's not amazing. It's not sensational. No, definitely not sensational. It's not horrible, but it's not in the good what the fuck category. I'm gonna probably put it in so mid, because these are just the middle ones in which I'm just kind of like, okay. It is what it is, but it's not, it's gonna go in so mid. I think that's fair, because it's not horrible, but I would do a lot of tweaking nowadays. It's not giving, whoa, wow, I wrote that shit. It's giving, okay, cool. So it's not really doing much for me. That's fine. Next one, City Boys and Southern Belles. This was supposed to be a romance story about a guy from New York moving to the South and getting with a really Southern girl. Boom, easy. Basic. I actually do want to come back and rewrite this story one day, possibly. But anyways, the first line starts with, I've always loved thunderstorms. Question, why do you like thunderstorms? It's kind of basic, but it's intriguing. Basic, but intriguing. I've always loved thunderstorms. It's either this is actually good, what the fuck, or it's gonna be so mid. I have not decided. Also, the lighting is literally fucking with me. If the sun does not get its shit together, I swear to God, I will literally shove my foot up its ass. But anyways, I've always loved thunderstorms. I don't know how I feel about it. I really don't. Like, it's between this is actually good, what the fuck, or so mid. I haven't decided. I think as a first line itself, it's kind of like, okay, well, why do you like thunderstorms type beat? And I think for the context of the passage, it's actually kind of good. I'm going to put it here. I might change my mind, but I'm going to put it there for right now. If I do, I'll let you know. We'll see. Okay, so the next one, another short story. It's just called Love. So, yeah, that's really, really intriguing. I don't remember what it's about. I don't know. I just know it was a short story, so... Boom. Probably about niggas getting cheated on at this point. That seems to be the only thing I like to write about. But it starts off with, how did the prospect of finding love in each other come to this? Now, hold on. This in itself, the concept of it, the direction of it, solid. But the execution, mid as fuck. So that's exactly where it's going. It's going in so mid. Actually, wait, do I even really want to put this in so mid? Because I'm like, no, fuck that. No, it's going in nothing special. I changed my mind. It's not burning with fire. And so mid is like, it's actually decent. Well, I don't know. Hold on, because I could kind of rework it. Like I said, the fountain, you know what? No, fuck that. I put it back. It could be better. Like, there's just some things I would update. Like, the extra ass vocabulary and move on. Like, yeah, it's going in so mid. It's going to go in so mid. Because it's not shitty, but it's not great. So, next one. Dance the Pain Away. Another short story. This one was about two people dancing in the rain. It's that simple. Like, there's literally nothing more to this than that. I don't remember when I wrote it. It was years ago, so don't quote me. But anyways, first line. This is the second rainy day, and I've seen you an infinite amount of times. I kind of fuck with it. I kind of fuck with it, but I kind of don't. This isn't actually good, but it's not nothing special either. So I'm going to put it in so mid. I think that's fair, because I think it's intriguing in itself. It's like, who has she been seeing so many times, right? But infinite seems a little too exaggerated. So I'm gonna just put it in so mid. I think that's just where it's going to be. I'm not even going to really explain that. One, Happy. Another short story, by the way. That, I think it was more of a non-fiction-y piece. I'm not really sure. But first line starts, is there such a thing as happiness? Thing is to burn it with fire, so that's where it's going. That's where it's going, officially. I don't even care. That's exactly where it's going. Is there such a thing as happiness? Answer the question down below in the comments. Let me know. Do you believe in happiness? Do you believe happiness is an actual feeling? You're just always going to live in a state of contentment, and that's the closest feeling we're ever going to get. Like, let me go ahead and get existential in you. Okay, next one. Would you? This is another short story. First line. If the world saw souls instead of physical bodies, would the world be a better place? It's a little too literal for me. Because that was the context of the story, was loving somebody for their soul and less for what they look like, whatever. Boom. But it's a little too literal. I don't really like it. I don't really like it. I mean, it's not bad, but I don't love it. So I'm going to just put it in burning with fire. Passionate. They're having sex in this story. Period. So there's nothing more to explain. It starts off with dialogue. I love you, God, I love you so much. That's literally the first line. I don't like it at all. Burning with fire. I mean, it's not bad, but I don't like it. So I'm gonna just burn it with fire. Fuck that. There's a lot of burning with fires. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Oh God, this one. Untitled. I don't remember what it was about. Couldn't come up with a title clearly. First line starts with, I stared at you. Okay, good for fucking you. You might want to not do that before you get decked. So this is going in burning with fire. There is zero of anything that's intriguing about it. Okay, good. I'm glad you know how to open your fucking eyes, but there's just nothing good there. So I'm moving on. Another short story. I don't write short stories as much now, but back in the day, I used to write them a lot. Baby, come back. That's the name of the thing. And then the first line starts with, please don't go. Why do you not want them to go? Please don't go. It's not good. It's not great. Nothing special. That's where it's going. Okay. I'm not even going to debate. Next one. Title. Lie to Me. It was a short story. It was a short story about this lady getting cheated on, and she wanted her fucking nigga to lie to her about, just lie to her a little bit longer, you know? She wanted to keep living in this idea that maybe he still loved her and, like, dealt and wanted to deal with her, and that he didn't cheat on her and break her heart and betray her. So that's the gist of the story. So the first line starts with, I want you to lie to me. And I think if somebody didn't read the title at all and just read it as its own entity, it kind of is intriguing. So I'm not gonna really say It's mid. I want you to lie to me. I'm gonna actually say this is good in it by itself, but in terms of the story, it's mid. But then it just as a line itself, I don't hate it. So I'm gonna put it in there. That's fine. That made the cut. Okay, so the next one is called Destroy. This was a short story as well about a lady who found out her husband was cheating on her and then decided to completely destroy his office in retaliation as they go through what went wrong in their relationship. So that's boom. That's it. Written years ago, then too crazy. So first line is long. It starts off with, I loosely gripped the wooden object that I held in my hands as I slowly dragged against the hardwood floor, making a loud scraping sound as I slowly shuffled down the hallway towards my husband's office. First off, the wooden thing is a bat, so I could have just said I dragged the bat. And then the rest of it is just unnecessary fucking description. So I'm putting it and burning it with fire because what the fuck is that? Like, what? Fucking purple prose ass. Like, if you don't stop with yourself, like, no. Sometimes less is more, guys. Less is more. Moving on. Red. Short story. Second person point of view. Ironically, that's the only thing I remember from it. It was supposed to be more of a piece about someone being, like, really passionate with each other, and that's kind of the gist I was going for. So, first line starts with, it's the color of her dress as it hugs her curves and brings out the bright blue in her eyes. It's nothing special, bro. It's not burning with fire, but it's nothing special, so I'm gonna just put it there. That's fine. Blue, short story. I think it was about breakups or something. Pretty sure that's what it was about. I don't know why I was writing about love so much when I had never been in a fucking relationship when I was writing these, by the way. Don't understand it. But it starts with, it's the color of what you feel when he leaves you. And that in and itself is interesting. It's the color of what you feel when he leaves you. It's good. It's mid. So I'm gonna just put it in mid. It's mid. It's good, but it's Chemical Kids. This was a recent short story, actually. I wrote this for my honors class, a couple months back? I never posted it on my blog, but I need to. And I teased it a little bit on my Instagram. So, yeah, if you want to read a little bit of snippet of that, you have to scroll down. But I actually want to expand this story eventually. I've had this idea for years, but I actually want to expand it into an actual book. I don't know when that's going to happen, but one day I promise I will. It's supposed to be a lesbian love story. Even though I'm not a lesbian, I promise you I'm not. But I'm like, yeah, that's what it is. It's a love story between two girls. I don't know. We'll see if I ever finish it. But I just thought it was cute. And I don't know. It's just, originally it was supposed to be boy and a girl. But then when people were reading it in class, they were like, oh shit, I thought it was between two girls. And they were actually sad when it wasn't. So I was like, you know what? Maybe that would be kind of cool to write. So maybe one day you'll see Chemical Kids, unless I change the title, on shelves. I don't know when, though. We'll see. So, first line is dialogue, and it starts with, you ringing me up or what? Now, that's interesting in itself. Now, is it great? It's not great, but it works for the context of the story itself, because when you read the whole thing, you're going to understand why it's like that. And it kind of makes you go, what's going on? So, this is actually good, what the fuck, or so mid. I'm gonna put it in this is actually good, but it could still use a little bit of tweaking, I guess, I don't know how I would go about it, but I don't hate the line itself. I think it could still work for the context of the story. You get what I mean? So it makes sense when you read it, but I think as a standalone, it's kind of like, okay, you know? Next one, How to Fall Out of Love. That's a short story as well. First line goes, how do you fall out of love with someone? And that is going to go and burn it with fire because what in the goddamn holy fuck? It's not intriguing. Did I put this in the right? Yeah. It's not intriguing. That's it. That's it. I mean, that's all we need to know here. That's it. So, next story, Chasing Butterflies. Now, I don't know if I'm ever going to turn this into an actual story. I'm not really sure what it was about. I think it was just a snippet of something I had. in my mind, and I just wanted to write it down. So it was a scene between these two characters who were smoking weed together, and I think the world was about to end or something. Pretty sure that's what it was. But let me see if I can find it. Okay. It reads, as the sun dips down below the horizon line, Leo and I choose to dip into the unknown. And I fuck with that so hard, so it's going in sensational. Now, could have used some work for sure, but I love it. I love it. Like, that's the explanation. Next one, clairvoyance. This was supposed to be a book about a girl who, after, I think it was either she was in a car accident, coma, I'm not really sure, but she got into something, was in the hospital, and then ends up actually being able to see spirits later on, and then tries to help the spirit solve her murder. One day I might write it. I don't know when. But here is the first line, if I can fucking find it. There it is. So the first line is, my eyes open slowly as I groan in discomfort, and that is just burning with fire. There's nothing more to that than just burning with fire. The burning with fire is getting insane. Oh my God. But anyways, it's just burning with fire because it's just not intriguing. I mean, it is, because you're like, why are you groaning in discomfort? But I just don't like how it's written. I think if I rewrote it, it would be better. So I'm just going to put it in burning with fire because I don't care for it. Next story, Diary of an Outcast. So this was back in my little preteen emo phase where I was like, I felt like nobody liked me and I didn't belong, which I still feel this way to this day. But now I'm just like, fuck all you bitches. I'm amazing. I'm fine by myself. But this was before I had that level of confidence to where I was okay with having people not like me, right? So this is also back when I was trying to write in third person. I don't really like third person to write. I don't prefer to write in third person. It's just not my vibe. No shade to anybody who does, though. I mean, it's still a great point of view to write in. So feel free to do whatever makes you comfortable. But I prefer to write in first person just because it's a lot of introspection and I just enjoy that process. So, but anyways, this was before I figured that out. It reads, Samantha Reynolds sat against her cream-colored wall on her old twin bed with a little purple composition book between her knees. You don't need all those adjectives. You don't need all those adjectives. Just burn it with fire, please. Get it out of my face. I'm sick to my stomach. Anyways, I'm being dramatic. I'm really not. I'm being totally dramatic. Okay, next one, Stranded. I think this was a short story as well. It's about two people being stranded on a desert island. I don't think you need any more confirmation on what that is. So, it reads, the sun was hot, shining down on the small island located in the Pacific Ocean. This is not great. I'm going to put this in the thing, in the burning with fire category. It's just not great. I mean, the way it's written, not great. It's just not great. I don't even really know how to explain it. It's just not good. Like, yeah, it's just not good, bro. All right. Next one. The Adventures of Blue. This was supposed to be a superhero story as well. Vigilante superhero story. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Okay, yeah. that's really it. I wrote this years ago as well, so boom. Reads, my feet slammed on the asphalt, making pain shoot up my legs and up my spine as I took twist after twist and turn after turn, trying to escape the other children pursuing me. Right then and there, it's going and burning with fire because, like I said, there's just too much going on in the sentence. If you're ever going to write a first line or a first paragraph, guys, make it concise, but, like, intriguing, too. I don't know how to explain. Like, you want to make a first line so intriguing that it pulls someone in, right? And you don't want it to be too descriptive to where it's just boggled down and it's too much and somebody's like, fuck this, I'm not going to keep reading, right? You got to have a happy balance. It's harder than it looks. It's hard. It's hard to find that balance, I'm going to be honest. And I didn't really figure that out until recently and I'm still learning. So, yeah. It's just going, fuck it. It's going and burning a fire. There's literally no... I would completely describe that whole thing. Like, there's not one thing I would keep, so I'm just gonna put it there. That's fine. Next one, The Evil House of Elmore. Short story, horror short story, by the way. It's about a haunted house. Kids go in there, boom, and you know they deal with ghost spirits. Blah blah blah. Kind of basic, kind of simple. The first line is, three words long. It reads, "It was dark." Okay, nigga, and? Like, okay, it was dark. Good for you. What did you want me to do with that information? You get what I mean? So I'm putting that in. It's nothing special. It's not bad in itself, but it's just nothing special. It doesn't do anything. If I was somebody who was reading that and it just said it was dark, I probably would close the book. I'm not going to fucking front. Like, I'd be like, okay, and move on. It's just not, no. I just don't, no. I just don't like it. No. All right. Next story. It's an untitled black fantasy story. I might write it one day. I don't know. We'll see. But it starts off with, the stalks are high in the field as their feet sink deeper into the dirt. I'm gonna put it in so mid, because it's not, I don't, right, like, it's not making me go, whoa, but it's not making me go, ew. So it's gonna be in so mid. Like, it's just, okay, cool. All right, she's walking in the fields barefoot. Cool. All right, what else? Like, it's just nothing crazy, you know? I fucks with it, but it's just nothing crazy. Literally only have two sensationals. That's really sad. But anyways, moving along. Comatose. This was supposed to be a story about a girl who's in a coma. And it was supposed to go through, like, her mind as she's in the coma, and then you're supposed to find out at the end she was in a coma, but then I feel like that's really, like, not a good thing to write. Like, imagine going through somebody's, like, entire story and then come to find out it was just a coma or a dream. Like, that shit would piss me off as a reader, so I don't know if I'll ever finish this book, but first line is, the waterfall roars. The waterfall. Do I want to put this in so mid, or do I want to put this in, it's actually good, what the fuck? And I need to finish this episode because I have to go eat, because I have to go to work literally in like an hour. I have much time to decide. I'm gonna put it in, it's actually good. Yeah, I think it's fair. Okay, next one, Beyond Your Sky. Another dystopian, end of the world type of story. First line reads, there's not always a beginning, sometimes there's an end. And that is so goddamn mid. Actually, it's so goddamn bad. Actually, I have a better first line for this, by the way. It's in my draft somewhere. But why did I come, this is not, no. Burn it with fire. Like, what the fuck is that? That is so just, okay. Well, you're trying to be philosophical, but failing miserably. That's exactly what the fuck it's reading to me. So I'm just going to leave it there. There's no other explanation for that other than it's just bad. No. No. All right. Murders of Black Peak. This was supposed to be a thriller murder mystery story. Never finished it. Only wrote like one chapter. This was in the prologue. First line reads, blood. That's it. Blood. Just blood. What do you mean, blood? 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 Nothing special. No more debate. That's fine. Okay. Next one. One More Night With You. So this was a, I don't remember if it was a short story or a book, but it was supposed to be about these two people who broke up and they accidentally come across each other and then spend one more night together, kind of going through what caused a relationship to end, and then you're trying to see if they're going to get back together or not. So, yeah, that's literally it. But anyways, first line reads, the hardest thing I ever had to do was to stop loving you. And that is, if you can see my facial expressions right now, I don't know. Is it mid or is it good? Hardest thing I ever had to do was to stop loving you. Mid. I'm gonna put it in mid. I'm not really sure what my explanation for that is gonna be. It's not giving very much like, whoa. It's just giving kind of, oh, you know. I don't know. You're gonna understand. You'll understand. You're gonna have to understand because I don't really have any other like explanation for it. Okay, we're down to the last two stories. We're almost done, guys. So the next one is 100 Reasons. A girl was trying to unalive herself, and some dude saves her or whatever. Somebody saves her, and then they go on this whole, here's 100 reasons to live type journey and whatever. And he said, after those 100 reasons, if you don't want to live anymore, then fine. I'm not going to stop you. So that was the vibes. I don't know how this would go over today. In today's society, I'm not really sure, but that's what little, 12-year-old Caleb's coming up with. So, first line reads, I shivered despite the green hoodie I was wearing as tears slipped down my face. Cold. No. Burn it with fire.
Burn it with fire.
I would totally rewrite that. Burn it with fire, bro. I would completely scrap that whole, first line altogether. It's just no. I mean, in terms of it being intriguing, yeah, but just in terms of how it's written, no. So, burn it with fire. The last one is Shadows. It was supposed to be about this guy and his life and how he got in the wrong crowd, was in love with this girl, couldn't be with this girl, always thought about this girl, and just kind of how he's supposed to navigate that dynamic, you know? The first line reads, the year is 1981 and my mother's giving birth in the back of a minivan. That is fucking sensational. It's sensational. Just across the board, sensational. It's just intriguing. It's why the fuck is she giving birth in the back of a minivan? It pulls you in. It's just, it's short, it's sweet, it's perfect. I love it. I wouldn't change a thing. So, anyways, yeah, that's my tier list officially. Mostly mids. And a lot of burns with fires. But there's some really strong first lines. So I've grown a lot over the years. So that's nice. And this, by the way, isn't even all the stories. I still have way more, but I just couldn't find them all. And I was I really had to record this episode real fast. Because I was I gotta go to work. And I really want to record this. So we got to hurry up. But anyways, that's my tier list. I'm sure at some point I'll do this again. Just with different stories. But I'm sure I'll do this again at some point. This was actually really fun, and I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and you enjoyed seeing, some of the stuff that I've written over the years, and how it's changed. Yeah, that's really it. There's no more to this episode. Please leave. I'm joking. Don't leave me. But, yeah, you guys stay safe, stay healthy, stay gorgeous, and I will see you next time, whenever the fuck that will be. So, bye!